Jesus was as ordinary as the next boy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Jesus was as ordinary as the next boy. The life of Jesus we try to make into something very special. And we have many young people in our world who are equally brilliant and equally outstanding. We have many young people in our world who are little children, who are boys and girls, who are doing most amazing things. And if we were to put them into the same framework that Jesus was put into, well, you'd say, my goodness, they must be the Messiah. They must be the child of God. They must be that wonderful magic. And we don't do that because we are so accustomed to seeing wonderful things happening. In the days of Jesus, they didn't have a lot of amusements. They didn't have a lot of activities to entertain them. There was no television, no radios, no newspapers, no theaters, very few actors going about acting and stages and so forth. So whenever some bright young being came along and had a story to tell, had a story about life and about what he believed in, he became a little bit special. And if he didn't get pushed down by his brothers and sisters and by his family and friends because he was too bright, too out, too ahead of his time, if he wasn't pushed down, then he rose up. And even those people, even like John the Baptist, he says of Jesus, I am not worthy of tying the shoes of the one who is to come. And they had all these sort of things, all these hang-ups. But when a real Messiah, when a real thinker, when a real person came along to represent the divine within themselves, it was kind of hard for people to ignore it. And only when that person came in juxtaposition with the reigning authority, like the rabbis and the priests of the temple, only then did they begin to take umbrage at what he was doing. And did they want to put him out of business and throttle him, cut off his water. And this is what happened to Jesus. Because as he was a young man, he was teaching all these things and living all these things that he believed in. And as he lived them and believed them, he didn't go out and shout from the hilltops what he was doing. He just quietly did them in his own way. And his own brothers and sisters, they were in awe of him, but they didn't really know why. They felt he was just a little bit freaky, you know. Many young people today are a little freaky because they're expressing a genius that's within them that's not understood by everybody. And because of that, people just don't know what to do. They don't know what to do when they meet a Messiah, when they meet a Jesus, when they meet someone who is special. And you and I, we don't know what to do when we meet someone special in us. Because in each being is this Christ. In each being is this spiritual master, this spiritual being that wants to express itself and be predominant and show itself in our life. Now, we're looking at a lot of young people today who are doing beautiful things on the entrepreneurial ship, where they're using imagination and making great amounts of money and coming up with great inventions and great things that are setting the world on ear. And we are amazed and amused at these young people who are doing these things. Well, that's what Jesus was doing. Jesus was doing in his time with what he had to work with and bringing forth magical things to be sure. And we hear the story of him turning the water into wine. Well, obviously his mother, brothers and sisters knew of many of his magical feats. they knew of many of his abilities to do different things. And they didn't talk about it too much because they didn't want to make it difficult for him to live. And so he just quietly went about doing his own wonderful things in his own way. And when his mother said, "Jesus, they're out of wine. Go and bring us some wine." And Jesus said, "Mom, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be popular and known for that sort of thing." "Jesus, I have spoken to you. Now go and do it," his mother said. And Jesus was an obedient child. Even though he was the Messiah and everything else, he was an obedient child. And he did what his mother asked, just as the young people today who are brilliant and magical do what their parents ask them to do, even though their ideas may be more profound than anything the world had ever seen up to that point. But Jesus was like an ordinary young man, and he lived like an ordinary young man in his time. And he wasn't written much about because nobody knew too much about what he was doing, nor did they care. Because every mother felt their child was superior, and every father felt their child was the most beautiful in the world. And that still goes on today. But when we think about it, if we look around us, we have many wonderful beings living in our world, doing many wonderful things in our world, and expressing themselves in many very special ways. We are very blessed. Jesus wasn't as ordinary as any other boy, and we know that, for that is the way it is, and that is the way it always will be. Bible stories are quite simple stories when we get down to it, because the story that appears in the Bible is the story of the religious development of a people and how they saw life and reported it at their time. And we today are living another set of Bible stories, how we live our life from the divine within us. We too are not only like the Christ child, we are like the boy Jesus who grew up and brought to the world much magic. Have a lovely day, and know that what happened in him happens in you too. I love you eternally.